Okay, let's take 609, please.
Request of Kelly O'Hanley to address council regarding Pembina Terminal.
Good morning.
Hi. Indirectly talking about Pembina. My name's Kelly O'Hanley. I'm a lifelong Presbyterian. I'm served as an elder and a deacon and a vice president at Rose City Park Presbyterian Church. And I was able to be on a nationwide call hosted by the Franciscan Action Network and was able to learn a little bit in anticipation of the Pope's encyclical that will be coming out tomorrow. An encyclical is a letter that's circulated to bishops and shared with the community. And this one is going to be different. It's usually about matters of faith. This one will be different because Pope Francis is different. He will be calling everybody to action. He'll be calling us to protect creation. And if we listen, we will be different. We are in need of a spiritual awakening. He will be telling us that a core teaching that seems to be forgotten is that the earth is a gift, that we cannot stand apart from creation, that we should not be destroying it or compromising it. In a mass in May, Francis warned the powerful of the earth that God will call them to judgment one day if they don't do enough to protect the environment and the poor. There are times in lives and in history when decisions of consequence must be made. That time is now. The time to act is now. It is urgent. He speaks about the aspect, or will speak about the aspect of the justice that the poor who have done the least to cause climate change will shoulder most of the burden. The Pope wants to unite a divided world. Catholics are by no means the only ones interested in climate change. We anticipate a Muslim fatwa on climate change, Hindi proclamations, other Christians, Jews all joining, let 1,000 flowers bloom. And the question is, where will we stand? Will we stand with the community of faith? It has been noted that the coal industry has started to adopt the language of morality, that we have a moral duty to let developing nations use coal and other fossil fuels. However, ultimately, this is a cynical strategy bound to fail because they are no longer, the coal industry and the fossil fuel industry is no longer denying climate change, and they're treading in the territory of morality of choices. In fact, it is too late to have developing countries go down the path that we have trod. We need to instead be helping them with technology to move to green energies. Is that the beep?
You've got 30 more seconds. Go ahead.
Economists and scientists have done their part. It's now politicians that have to do their part, and that's where everybody in this room comes into play. We anticipate that climate change will be part of the elections in November. There's going to be a big United Nations conference in November. And so, in summary, 2015 will be extraordinary. That's the good news I've come to share. As Portlanders, Oregonians, Americans, and humans who love our home, last sentence, we are invited to join arm in arm, turning from the old toward the new. For now we see in the mirror dimly, but we can act increasingly in faith, hope, and love to protect the environment. Thank you. God bless you. And let's act in faith. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.